Welcome back. You're with the News at One. Now, the Minister for Justice, Francis Fitzgerald, has said the government will publish the findings of their investigations into those new allegations that penalty points were cancelled without the proper authority. The minister was speaking at Temple Moor as 100 new Garda recruits entered, the first intake since 2009. It should have been a good news day, but a lot of the reporters there, including our correspondent Paul Reynolds, were also asking the minister and interim commissioner, Garda Commissioner Noreen O'Sullivan, questions about these latest penalty points claims.
What we have at present is a number of suggestions that the whole question of penalty points should be looked at again, even though those new guidelines are in place. Now, what we have to do is investigate precisely what is being said, investigate it comprehensively and carefully, and see what exactly will emerge. New guidelines in place since June, and the law does apply.
Is it as bad? Is it as bad as it's been made out? Because they're talking about continuing and widespread.
Well, that remains to be seen.
Paul, we are working with the information that has been made available to us. We are examining that information, and we will establish exactly what the veracity or otherwise of that information is. We have decision making is restricted to three people. And those people are ensuring that the policies and procedures are being applied. Now, if allowing for the new information that has come into our possession, if that information is upheld and if there are any infringements identified, they will be dealt with. But I think it's very important that we examine the new information and that we ensure that the information and we look and see exactly what the timeline of that information is, because that's a very important factor.
That was the Assistant Garda Commissioner, the Interim Garda Commissioner, I should say, Noreen O'Sullivan, talking at Temple Moor today. Also there, the Minister for Justice, Francis Fitzgerald, and our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds, on what should have been, I suppose from the point of view of the Gardaí and the Department of Justice, Paul, a good news day, this intake of 100 new Garda recruits, the first since 2009, and instead the kinds of questions we just heard there in that clip.
Yeah, I mean, and they had to be asked really because the penalty points scandal again broke over the weekend. And really what the Commissioner and the Minister were saying really is, look, we're investigating here. We don't jump to conclusions. We're trying to establish the full facts, wait the outcome of the investigations. We will publish these the findings. We will inform the public as to what we discover. They wouldn't outline the extent of the allegations. They wouldn't say how many allegations have been made. What the dates of those allegations are, what stations or what members of the Guard may or may not have been involved. But the Commissioner, as you heard there, was making the point that the timeline is very important, and it is very important because it's crucial to find out whether these penalty points that were allegedly cancelled were cancelled before or after June the 16th, because mm-hmm. June the 16th was when the new system was introduced, and under that system only three officers within the Guard, the Garda Síochána Síochána, have the authority to cancel penalty points at the centralised office in Thurles. So if others are cancelling it outside that, or if there's a flaw in the system which enables other members of the Gardaí to cancel penalty points, then that's a big problem.
Yes, and it also speaks, I suppose, to the wider issue that has been referenced in a number of big judicial inquiries, which goes back to the question of Garda culture.
Yeah, and there have been concerns expressed this morning in relation to that. You know, are we talking now about a force which is ill-disciplined, which is out of control? And again, the word corruption was mentioned. Now, both the Commissioner, but specifically the Minister, were very, very strong to reject that allegation. Both of them saying, no, this is not reflective of the Garda Síochána. The Minister, for example, saying that she was in Limerick last week, where 24 out of 27 murders in the last number of years have all been solved, where people have been convicted and put behind bars. And she says there are numerous examples of the work that the Gardaí do. She says this these sort of stories are not really reflective of the Gardaí as a whole. And they are also pointing to the fact that you did mention that this is a day for the new recruits, that 100 new Gardaí, the first in over 5 years, 18 young women and 82 men joined the Gardaí. 24 of them are former reserves. Many of them have degrees at third level, whether it be in law. We spoke to some people who were who had degrees in DIT, and one woman who's a Montessori teacher. So they're from a wide variety of life. And the minister stressing today that over 24,000 people applied to join the Gardaí, and of that 24,000, 100 who began their trainings today, she met them at Templemore.
So that's, I suppose, the good news on one side. But this story is, and again, the investigation has to be carried out and the full facts established. But it does suggest that the government's problems in the area of crime and justice, that they've very far from over. In fact, a lot to run yet, with a number of reports in the pipeline.
Yeah, definitely. But particularly, I mean, there's two investigations into this. The Ombudsman's investigation will certainly take some time, and we'll have to await the outcome of that. But the internal Guard investigation is an audit by the Professional Standards Unit. And Sergeant Maurice McCabe is meeting some of those, I understand, in Garda headquarters this evening. Now, that investigation should be more expeditious. It should be possible to carry out that investigation on a shorter time frame, because it should be able to identify very, very quickly. If only three people, for example, have been able to cancel penalty points in Thurles, it should be able to establish very, very quickly what has been happening in relation to cancellations. They should be able to identify and move on those very, very quickly. And also then, in relation to the other allegations, we don't know how many allegations have been handed over. Some reports say hundreds, some reports say thousands. But again, the Professional Standards Unit should be able to identify them very, very quickly and get to the bottom of it.
All right. Well, thanks very much indeed for that this lunchtime. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds, there.